right, guys. Good morning. Welcome to the Rise and Grind. Brian McCumber here on Instagram Live. And look at that. Look at the sun on my face. If you're watching from Instagram Live, if you're listening on the podcast, then you're not going to see what I'm seeing. But spring is near. The sun is rising. And it's about 6:40 in the morning. Just finished up an awesome workout working with the guys, continuing this type of CrossFit circuit training, and it's been awesome. I tell you, I didn't talk about it the other day, but we kind of weighed in, and since we first started, since the beginning of the year working out together, lost 7 pounds, and that's just working out with the guys, because I had not really changed my eating habits. I've been doing a little bit more about like the pre and post workout with Isagenics. My wife sells Isagenics products and stuff, and so I've been still using the protein shake, stuff like that. But I mean, outside, I haven't been diligent about watching what I eat. I don't completely eat junk food, but I mean, I'm not really sticking to a food regimen either. And I think if I did, then I'd probably really see some good results. But we'll see, I don't know. Play it by ear, one step at a time. First is just getting up with the rise and grind, and that's what it takes. Motivation. So, one good tip that I want to talk about, which I mentioned last year in the past, but now that this is on the podcast, I'm going to be talking about it again, which is one of my favorite books, and I actually follow her on Instagram too. It's Mel Robbins. She has a book called The 5 Second Rule. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and do it. Take action. Don't give yourself a chance to talk yourself out of taking action. It overcomes procrastination. It gets you going. It doesn't let you talk yourself out, because you know the right things to do. Like I said, to develop good habits, you know the right thing to do. Like in this case, I'm talking about getting up, working out, that sort of thing. But we begin to justify and reason that the pain of getting up and getting going, we convince ourselves not to do it. We reason with ourselves. And that 5 second rule takes away the ability for us to defeat our own self. So we basically know the right thing to do. Sorry, let me turn on the music. We know the right thing to do, but we reason with ourselves not to do it. And in some cases, like one example, I might think, well, it's thunderstorming outside, and the lightning, it's too dangerous to get out and go to the gym right now, so I just skip it today. So that type of reasoning will take it away. But if you just tell yourself 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, just get up and go, you don't give yourself a chance to think, just do it, right? So the 5 second rule, it's a book by Mel Robbins. I'd say do 2 things. One is read the book or listen to the book on Audible. And then 2, I'd say follow her on Instagram. She's actually been pretty active in doing some of the current marketing techniques. She's a really good influencer and content marketer. So big props to Mel Robbins. I like what you're doing. And I'd say read the book. It's a good tip. Right now I'm getting ready for the morning commute. So I'll talk to you in the next episode. Tech Money Talks. Peace. So I want to thank you for listening to this episode of Tech Money Talks. I hope everything was helpful and thought-provoking and somewhat entertaining. If you want to learn more about this topic, please let me know so I know what to focus on in future episodes. My goal is to teach people how to make money with the opportunities that technology can bring. And if you like this episode, please show your support by subscribing, leaving an awesome review. And in the meantime, you can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. My tag name is Tech Money Talks. Thanks again. I'll talk to you in the next episode. Peace.